You can be anyone this time around. You can be anything this time around. You can be anything this time around. This time around. You can do anything this time around. You can be anyone this time around. You're the first generation in human history to know how to control your own nervous system, change your own reality, blow your own mind, make up your own mind. You can be anything this time around. You can be God this time around. You've got to be God this time around. You can be anything this time around. You can be anyone this time around. You can be Krishna. You remember him. Body paint, barefoot, flute, standing down by the riverside, flirting with the kamas. Why not be Krishna, God of love this time around? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can be Shiva this time around, sitting on your tiger skin, naked, waiting for your Shakti this time around. You can be Shiva, Om Shivaya, this time around. Allen Ginsberg this time around.
Naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient, shuddering connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night.
You can be Maharishi this time around. You can be anyone this time around and sit in a cave in the Himalayas with a 10-foot erection, making love with the universe and laughing and smiling at high priests and everybody else this time around. You can even be high priest of LSD this time around, running around, trying to turn on the world this time around. You can be goddess of love this time around. Baby, why settle for less than goddess of love this time around? And why take less than that from any man you meet this time around? To be cherished and loved, admired, worshipped as goddess of love this time around. You can be anyone this time around. You can sing it with a band this time around.
And I wear flies.
You can be a Rolling Stone.
Myself, I'm a band, well,
Grateful Dead. Or flying the Jefferson airplane this time around. You can make it a beauty trip this time around. Make music this time around. Faces of lovers and lunatics this time around. You can be anything this time around. You had 6,432,000 incarnations as lower forms of life before you got to be a human being. And then you got 200,000 incarnations as a human being before you grabbed that brass ring in the center and can say, as I'm telling you right now, I can be anything this time around. This time around. You can get hung up on that power trip, chase money, competition, success. You've done that before. You're not going to do that again. This time around.
And yes,
and
you
yes,
can be anything.
This time around.
This time around.
Welcome to WFM.
WFM News.
Electile Dysfunction. 2008. My name is Scott McDowell. I'll be with you for the next hour. And that was just a little self-esteem.
You can do anything this time around.
A little self-esteem track for you.
And it's your reality.
To get you to consider your own personal power. And by that I mean get out and vote.
Make it a love trip this time.
It's your chance. You can be anything.
I know you won't goof it this time around.
So stay with us at WFMU.org. Lots more coming throughout the day. And I'm going to start right now with something from Philistine.
You can be anyone this time around. You can be anyone this time around.
He wants to know, do you want to kill every Arab?
That's what I was trying to do.
The United States of America
have always been at war.
Either you are with us, or you are with people everywhere. They hate the United States of America.
This is a war of good versus evil.
You
This is America filled with fear.
America will never
be
dazed.
destroys America.
Unless terrorism hits America,
destruction.
In the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. The dollar buys the nickels worth. Banks are going bust. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
Bad.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds to commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. See the sickness.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably,
bloodshed.
We now believe
strife.
That only force will make him leave.
Right. I am certain our cause is just a gallon of gas, and I am certain. Our cause is moral, loss of life. And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money. A new world order.
I don't know.
It's going to be all right tonight.
Lying.
Again.
I'm from the United States of Kiss My Ass.
Stupidity.
Again.
Kind of demoralizing the whole country.
Corruption.
Again.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.
Power. It's up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Please do your part.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American people overwhelmingly support the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel?
Bum, you get a job.
Yeah.
There's a time
when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Yeah! It's the right thing to do.
You.
What's up?
It's the right thing to do.
It's up to you.
How do you feel?
It's the right thing to do.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Let me tell you
what it is.
Power.
It's up to you.
You.
Up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
You.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
What's right?
It's up to you.
You.
One more time. Power.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
What's your
choice?
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
How do you feel?
Change the world.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do. Do what's right.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What a group of kids we've sent out into the world.
Brothers and sisters, I want to see you see your hands out there. Let me see you see your hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
That's right.
You must choose, brothers. You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial.
Oh!
You're listening to a Freeform salute to the land of the free on Freeform Radio, WFMU.org, the Electile Dysfunction web stream. Going on for 12 to 15 hours today, and I hope you've been enjoying it. We've got a lot to crunch in into the next 40 minutes, and we're going to try to do that now. Stay tuned for the rest of the day. Thank you for tuning in. The playlist page is very active at the moment, so head to WFMU.org. Click on not the on-air playlist, though if you would like to hear Brian Turner's show, that's running concurrently on the 91.1 FM and also on the web stream. But head over to WFMU.org. There's a link for this particular playlist, specifically for WFMU's Electile Dysfunction. Get in on the action. Tell me about your voting experiences. And let's elect a new president, shall we?
Considering the worsening situation of the Mideast, are you planning a trip there in the near future?
We have no definite plans as of yet to go to the Mideast, but we do plan maybe perhaps in a couple of years if the settlement and the agreements have not been reached by that time.
Paul Onaki from Honolulu News. Mr. President, the Senate has voted to proceed with development of the neutron bomb. Don't you feel this will impede further progress in the salt talk with the Russians?
Quite contrary to that fact, the matter of a nuclear existence deals with atom and atomic weapons, not with neutron weapons. Neutron bomb is a hold-cost weapon. It is not in the cellular realm of reality. We're trying to hold a green place, and it's a neo-pacifist weapon.
Richards, AP.
Yes, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to ask you a question which I'm sure the American people would like to know. Do you feel that within the fiscal year, the unemployment rate will drop below the 5% level?
Well, as you know, the 5% level pertains mostly to, if I may say, white America. In black America, the minority situations is up to as high as 45%. And we plan to, with all our efforts, try to lower that rate to about 20% in the black areas, and of course it will be lower in the white areas. Of course, we're trying to do this and merge a United States.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Arthur Williams, Chicago Sun Herald. You've just okayed a $250 million increase in our space program. What I'd like to know is the main reason you did this so we can finally recruit black people for the space program.
I feel it's time that black people went to space. white people have been going to space for years. And spacing out on us, as you might say. And I feel with the projects that we have in mind, we're going to send explorer ships through other galaxies and No longer will they have the same type of music, Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. And now we have little Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. We're going to have some different kind of things in there. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Roberta Davies, Jet Magazine. Mr. President, on your list of candidates for director of the FBI, are you including the name of Huey Newton?
Yes, I figure that Huey Newton is best qualified. He knows the ins and outs of the FBI. If anybody knows him, and he would be an excellent director.
Yo, Blythe. Yeah, Brother Bell from Ebony Magazine. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right. What you looking at, Snow White? Brother, about blacks in the labor force, I want to know what you're going to do about having more black brothers as quarterbacks in the National Football Hockey League. Okay. Right on.
I plan not only to have lots of black quarterbacks, but we're going to have black coaches and black owners of teams. As long as it's going to be football, there's going to be some black in it somewhere.
Right on. Right.
Some time this mess has been going down.
Right. Yeah.
Ever since the Rams got rid of James Harris, that was my job. We're going to get down on the case now. Yes, what is it?
Mr. President.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Bigby, Mississippi Herald.
Sit down. Yeah, what is it?
Mrs. Fenton Carlton Macker, Christian. Mr. President, since you've become president, you've been seen and photographed on the arms of black women. Quite frankly, sir, you've been courting an awful lot of white women. Will this continue?
As long as I can keep it up. I mean, why do you think they call it the White House?
Mr. President. Now, your predecessor, you know, President Carter, now, his mother was a nurse before.
What is your question about, sir?
My question, I'm leading up to my question. The question is about your mother. If you want to be.
Thank you.
It's okay. Please, let's take it easy. The man has a right to ask the question. Please. Let's have some decorum. Now, what is the question about my dear mother? Okay.
Now, your mother was a maid in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now, after your tenure, if your mother goes back to being a maid, right? Will your mama do my house? Hush!
In his historic debates with Richard Nixon, Senator John F. Kennedy has made a great impression by being direct, by being specific, by facing the victory square. He is meeting the challenge of the 60s. He's offering new American leadership for the country, for the world.
This is a great country, but I think it could be a greater country. And this is a powerful country, but I think it could be a more powerful country. I'm not satisfied to have 50% of our steel mill capacity unused. I'm not satisfied when the United States had last year the lowest rate of economic growth of any major industrialized society in the world. Because economic growth means strength and vitality. It means we're able to sustain our defenses. It means we're able to meet our commitments abroad. I'm not satisfied when we have over $9 billion worth of food, some of it rotting, even though there is a hungry world, and even though 4 million Americans wait every month for a food package from the government, which averages 5 cents a day per individual. I saw cases in West Virginia, here in the United States, where children took home part of their school lunch in order to feed their families because I don't think we're meeting our obligation towards these Americans. I'm not satisfied. When the Soviet Union is turning out twice as many scientists and engineers as we are, I'm not satisfied when many of our teachers are inadequately paid, or when our children go to school part-time shifts. I think we should have an educational system. Second to none. I'm not satisfied until every American enjoys his full constitutional rights. If a Negro baby is born, he has about one half as much chance to get through high school as a white baby. He has one third as much chance to get through college as a white student. He has about a third as much chance to be a professional man, about half as much chance to own a house. He has about the four times as much chance that he'll be out of work in his life as the white baby. I think we can do better. I don't want the talents of any American to go to waste. I know that there are those who say that we want to turn everything over to the government. I don't at all. I want the individuals to meet their responsibility. And I want the state to meet their responsibility. But I think there is also a national responsibility. You feel that everything that is being done now is satisfactory, that the relative power and prestige and strength of the United States is increasing in relation to that of the communists, that we are gaining more security, that we are achieving everything as a nation that we should achieve, that we're achieving a better life for our citizens and greater strength, then I agree. I think you should vote for Mr. Nixon. But if you feel that we have to move again in the 60s, that the function of the president is to set before the people the unfinished business of our society, as Franklin Roosevelt did in the 30s, the agenda for our people, what we must do as a society to meet our needs in this country and protect our security and help the cause of freedom. As I said at the beginning, the question before us all, faces all Republicans and all Democrats, is, can freedom in the next generation conquer, or are the communists going to be successful? That's the great issue. And if we meet our responsibilities, I think freedom will conquer. If we fail to move ahead, if we fail to develop sufficient military and economic and social strength here in this country, then I think that this. The tide could begin to run against us. And I don't want historians 10 years from now to say, these were the years when the tide out for the United States. I want them to say, these were the years when the tide came in. These were the years when the United States started to move again. That's the question before the American people, and only you can decide what you want, what you want. What this country to be, what you want to do with the future. I think we're ready to move. It is to that great task. If we're successful, that we will address ourselves.
You have been watching an important excerpt from the Kennedy-Nixon debates presented by Citizens for Kennedy. Vote for New American Leaders.
This is WFMU's Electile Dysfunction 2008 on this November 4th. My name is Scott McDowell. I'll be with you for the next 20 minutes. We just heard the Bad Plus with Everybody Wants to Rule the World, along with the JFK advertisement from 19th D. Richard Pryor doing President Pryor from the Richard Pryor Show. Surprisingly relevant and strange to John Coltrane with Alabama, a tune written to the cadence of a Martin Luther King speech, apparently, about the four little girls that were killed in a bombing in Birmingham, Alabama in 63. Rolling Stones with Gimme Shelter. The MC5 with the intro to Ramblin' Rose. We also heard Steinsky, It's Up to You, the television mix, Philistine with Terrorismo. And we started this show with Timothy Leary, You Can Be Anything. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, there's a lot of action going on the playlist and the comments page, so head over to WFMU.org. Click on the Electile Dysfunction playlist comments link, and you can follow along at home. We're going to continue along here. The Freeform Salute to the Land of the Free.
An unfinished poem, which I'll finish sooner or later, but I like to read the first half of now. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. America, I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem until I'm in my right mind. When will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself in through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Christ? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When will you reinvent the heart? When will you manufacture lambs? When will your cowboys reach Spangler? When will your dams release the flood of eastern tears? When will your technicians get drunk and abolish money? When will you institute religions of perception in your legislatures? When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. I don't want to work for a living. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. I don't want to die young. I want to die old and unhappy. I don't mind dying so long as it's not sorted. Now, Burroughs is in Tangiers. I don't think he'll come back, and it's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of playing a practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. America, I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the Wobblies. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. Only $2.27. I don't want to work. Maybe it's just looking for the job. I can't study anymore. I'll never teach for a living. I sit in my house for days on end without going out. When I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should see me reading Mark. The American flag is absolutely meaningless to me, still just as it was in the 30s. I won't say the Lord's Prayer. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came over from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I pass the corner of Northwest of Sutter Street and Montgomery Street. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. Time magazine is always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. It occurs to me that I am America. I am talking to myself again. Asia is rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I had better consider over my natural resources. My natural resources consist of 2 sticks of marijuana, millions of genitals, an atom bomb, and 2,500 mental institutions. I say nothing of the underprivileged who live in my flower pot. I have very few bordellos, and that's all there is. I have abolished my whorehouses in France, and Tangiers is the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic. America, how can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I will continue like Henry Ford. My strokes are as individual as his automobiles. More so, they're all different sections. America, I will sell you strokes at $2,500 apiece. $500 down on your old stroke is traded, and the rest of your life is to pay. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. I am the Scottsboro boy.
You are!
America, when I was 7, my mother took me to a communist cell meeting. They sold us bupkis, a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel, and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the workers. It was all so sincere, you have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1935.
Something about the families around here. And after the last 8 years, I know we all need a change. Now, nobody's looking for a handout, but I think we could use a leader that's on our side. And I believe that leader is Barack Obama.
I'm just gonna lay down some basic rules. Number one, universal health care, education, and housing. Read a book, it's free. Go fix your teeth, go get that lumbar checked out. You two can have a beautiful smile, perfect posture, and a warm bed to sleep in. Why not? You're an American, you deserve it. Flat tax, 10% for everybody, that's it. We don't need any more of your dough. How about that? How about 90% of that money is yours? High fives at all-time high. I know they are. Mandatory community service for athletes and people who make over $500,000 a year. Mandatory, or the tax goes up for you. I don't feel like it today. Rolls Royce Maybach. Oh, you want to feed them hungry kids? Well, we're going to put 20% tax on you. Mandatory.
if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now. What's that sound?
Thanks for tuning in to WFMU's Election Day Freeform Webcast, Electile Dysfunction 2008. It's been a lot of fun. I can't believe it. The hour's over. So thanks to everyone who commented, and thanks to everyone who listened. Tony Coulter's up in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for all your election needs for the rest of the day and into the evening. A lot more fun to be had on WFMU's Electile Dysfunction. Stay with us.
Gallantly streaming, and the rockets
say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us, our nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause is just. God is our trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home.